hang up.
So good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Derech Eretz called Malat Torah. I want to sort out something from yesterday before we finish, and that is that yesterday, one of the B'nai Chabura, Ayida Talmud Chochem, and somebody who naturally speaks Ivrit, said that I am pronouncing the word Shiach wrong. Yeah, Boros Shichinu Ma'orois, yeah, that Shiach is a ditch. And I say Shiach, and he said to me, no, it's Siach.
He
said Siach in the Moros. Siach in the Moros. You say Siach in the Moros, but that was you were told. Yeah. Anyway, so I decided to check it out. Yeah. So, first of all, because you're an Ivrit speaker, yeah, I checked out Ben Yehuda and another more orthodox modern Hebrew dictionary. Siach means conversation. Siach also means plants growing in the field. Siach hasodeh, yeah. But Shiach doesn't exist in Ivrit. The word Shiach doesn't even appear there. Okay, it's not in the dictionary. It's not in the dictionary. Okay, and what? Siach is a ditch, or Siach, yeah, or Shiach doesn't appear in the modern dictionary. Okay, in the Jastro, which is a dictionary of the Talmud, yeah. The word siach appears as siach grass, siach conversation, and shiach or shucho is a ditch, yeah. Right, with a shein, not with a sin. Okay, and we're talking about Nechunya, who was choifa shichin amoros. Okay, the what's called the art scroll is also shichin, sign the Gemara and sign the Mishnayos, and the Mishnayos mevoros is also shichin. So, as far as I'm concerned, by the way, a ditch in Ivrit is ta'ala. Okay?
Also.
Yeah. Not also. Shiach doesn't exist in Ivrit, apparently. Okay. In any event.
I thought Siach was vegetables.
Siach is grass or vegetables or herbs. And Siach is also conversation. Yeah? Siach salfei kodesh. Yeah? The conversation of the Malachim. Malachim is Siach. And Siach hasod, the term Yitzmach, is the plants or the herbs of the field before they started to grow, yeah? Mm-hmm. But a ditch is Shiach, okay? They've written the word Shiach doesn't exist, but it's Ta'ala. Let's go to another Gemara, which is almost very similar. Some people want to say that there's some sort of confusion between the two Gemaras, between the Chunya, Chofa, Shiach, and Oros, and this story.
Masa b'chosid echod. Woman fell into a ditch, or she fell into a well?
She fell into a bar, into a well, okay, at the time. And then it was Reb Chanina ben Doisa who said that she would certainly come up in the schus of her father and she was saved. This is a story, Ma'aseh b'chosid echad, Shoyechoyfe boyos shichin u'ma'oros. There was a chosid who was also a digger of wells and ditches, la'ovrim v'shovim, for the purpose of the people who were travelling. Yeah, he was doing them a favour, providing them with water for themselves, for their animals. Pa'amachas, ho'yisobito iveres lehinose b'yoyim chuposo. His daughter was walking along the river on the day of a chasna, v'shot for nohor, she fell into the river and she got carried away. V'hoyu akol boi melov umvakshin lenachamoy. And everybody came to him in order to comfort him that his daughter had died on the day of the chuppah. V'loy kibel tanchumim. Nichdas eilov Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoy, v'rotza lenachamoy, v'loy kibel tanchumim. He would not be accepted. Omar lehem, he said, zehu achosit shalochem, shumavayit b'yisurim v'enroitza lesnachim. Yeah. So he said, "What you're a chosid, and you don't seem to accept the gezeira of the Rabbeinu Shlomo that such a terrible thing happened for some very good reason." Yeah, and you call yourself. Everybody calls him a chosid. On Reloi, they said to him, "Rebbe, kach kachir aloi. This is an unusual disaster." Yeah, on the day of the chuppah. Om Reb Pinchas ben Yoy, efshe shoyim mechaber esbori b'mayim, v'makapcho b'mayim. He asked the same questions from Chanina ben Doisa, legaba nechunya choyfeshich amorim. How can it be that somebody who was mechabed his boire, who provided, who was a bal chesed, and provided people with water, travelers with water, and then he should suffer as a result from water? Yeah, miyad noflo havoro yotzakol bo'ir. Suddenly, people came in and they said, "Boso bita shaloso wish." She came back, right? She'd been carried away by the water and she got back. Yeshayim, Some say that she grabbed a branch and she was saved out of the water. She managed to pull herself out. It was Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah came to be menachem him, and Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah was unhappy that he would not be mekabel nichumim. And it makes sense, like we find by Yaakov Avinu as well, that you can't make a mekabel nichumim for somebody who's alive. So his daughter was not yet dead, and she managed to be saved. And that's another example of, like Nechunya, the Chofer Boaz Mashiach. And the reason why we've been discussing this, Shlomi, is because this was the time of the year when the Beis Din would send our Shluchim to repair the roads and the bridges, etc., etc., from the damage during the winter.
Started at the Turnway in northwest London, Wednesday, Kaftes Ador, 18th of March. Not as advertised, we are grateful to Shlomi Sumer for standing in at the last minute. The subject is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Series sponsored by Ira Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rav Yosef Dov Ben, Rav Shem Mokol Tzvi, Yitzkevit Zuchro Nele Vrocho.
Morning, everybody. Chodesh Nissan, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is tonight, Mir Tashem. Just want to discuss the importance of this day. When I ask somebody about what does he think about Rosh Chodesh Nissan is, he came up with an answer, which is correct. And he said, it's the day when you stop eating matzah. Okay? It's a minig. Some people stop earlier, but that's something about Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But let's go through some of the other things about how important and how big this day actually is. The first thing I would say, let's go back. How far back can we go? First thing I would say is we go back to the beginning of the world. The world was created on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I know we always think it was Rosh Chodesh Tishri, but we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created on Nissan, which means the world was created on Aleph Nissan, which means that actually Adam HaRishon was created on Aleph Nissan. The world was actually created on 25th of Adar. 5 days later, after we have Chof Hei, Chof Vav, Chof Zayin, Chof Ches, Chof Tes today, and the fish and the birds were created. Then we have Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Aleph. Nissan is when Adam HaRishon was created. How many years ago was that? Anybody know? Well, we were just automatically assumed the number. What's the name of the year?
5786.
5786. What does that actually mean? 5786 years ago. My question is, how old is the world exactly now? 5,786 years. It's not.
Plus a week.
Okay, let's leave weeks out. When a child is one, he's lived 1 year old. He's lived for 1 year. The first year is year naught. When we give numbers to years, what was the first year of creation?
Zero.
Well, it's quite a big debate. Normally, it's assumed it's year one. Actually, that's the first. That's year one, right? Therefore, the world is only 1 year old when you finish that year. When you start year two. So, if it's 5786, according to normal ways of counting, we'll only be 5786 years old when the year is finished. That's fact number one. And there are some debates. Most people agree with that. There's another element you have to know. We start the world, actually, with another year called Shnas Tohu. The year before creation is actually year one. Because that year incorporated the last 5 days of Bris Olam, and for the mathematics and all the cheshbonos of the Tekufas, it's actually called year one. That's why always there's a 2 year gap, we'll discuss this another time. So if we look at Shnas Tohu being year one, the first year of creation was actually year two. Right? Therefore, at the end of the first year, the end of year two, the world was actually only 1 year old.
There's no world.
Yeah, it's a notional. It's a notional idea for the mathematics. Notional. It's ke'ilu. Yeah, it's a mathematics used. All the cheshbon start off with a moilad called the moilad baharad, which started 12 months before the world was created. It was a notional year. But that's called year one.
They can't be from the birth of Adam, they can't be from the old, gracious born kid.
No, the numbering system, when we say this is 5, 7, 8, 6, it actually goes back. There was an accepted numbering system which started minus one.
Is day one.
Yeah, but we don't count that using the Torah. We count it from some sort of mathematics to get the numbers right. Oh. It's maybe it's a chiddush to some of you, but it's called anyway. So by the time we finish the year 5786, which is really 5785, right, we'll get to the year. The world will then be 5785. So now round we're 5784 and a half years old, because we're halfway through 5785. Then we put in the added complication that actually the world was created on Nissan. We change our numbering on Rosh Hashanah. Uh-huh. But really, the world was created in Nissan. We know that because we paskin the world was created in Nissan, because you all remember, or some of you do, there's something called Birchas Hachamah, which you make once every 28 years. And when do we do that? We do that on Nissan. Because that's the beginning of the 28-year cycle. All the mathematics of the Tkufas start in Nissan. So we paskin the world is greater than Nissan. So the world is either, how this half year fits is a debate. The world is either therefore 5784 years old, or 5785. You can all have a little think about that before, as you go into Rosh Chodesh tonight. But let's go to something more important. So it started with history. History started tonight. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's when Adam was created. Another thing about Rosh Chodesh Nissan, obviously the obvious one is the Kamas HaMishkan. That's the one which is recorded in the Torah. The Mishkan was created, set up on Aleph Nissan. Very, very auspicious day. The same day, Chazal tell us, is a day where it took Eser Atarot, it took 10 Atoros, that special day, and the Gemara lists them all out. It was the first day of the week, it was Sunday, and there was the Nisim brought the Kabonas, the Kahuna started, the Avoida started, the Esh came down from Shemayim on that day, Kachim were eaten for the first time, the Shekhinah came down, first time people Duchen, the Siyas Kapayim, then we have the Issa of Shechting anything outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Issa of the Bomos, and then we have the Chadoshim, the month started, so it was a very, 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 very big important day. However, despite its greatness, it is a sad day. It is a sad day because Nadav and Avihu died. And this Mises and Nadav and Avihu is brought to Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Kuf Pei and Erech Chaim after Hilchas Tanis, apart from the normal Tanis Tzibba that we have, there are a few others which people may want to do. And the Chabad says, Elu hayomim she'iru behem tzoris laviseinu, v'roilis anos behem. It's fitting, it's nice to do this. V'av opishim miktsosim b'rosh chodesh. Even though some of them end up in Rosh Chodesh, yesh mi she'eme she'is anuboy. The Ramal says, v'toiv sh'loi lehashdim b'rosh chodesh. If you want to do this fast on Rosh Chodesh, don't go all the way to the end, because of Rosh Chodesh. Becha b'nisson meisu b'nei Aaron. That's the Mechaba. So it's a very sad day, and the Zohar talks about people who are able to elicit some sort of emotion on this day for Mises Tzadikim. It's a very big mitzvah. We can get to that Madrega, we can actually start crying for B'nai Aaron. Matoivloi. So it's a sad day. And this sort of, this day is also, this Tarnis on Rosh Chodesh is also mentioned in Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber talks about something called Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis was a brisa which lists all the Yom Tovim which Chazal wanted to institute, various Tanisim, and then they were Mevatlit. They used to have a bunch of Yom Tovim Tanis which we don't have anymore. And the Mechaber says Shebotla Megillas Tanis, and Halacha Hilchasa says the Mechaber Botla Megillas Tanis, all bottle. For Chol HaYomim HaKsufim, but there were some days where it says Mutter Desanet Sebehem, you couldn't fast, there were days we weren't allowed to fast, weren't allowed to have a hesped, all Mutter. And the Ramah here is the Ramah that brings the Minig, Chasanim, on the day of their Chuppah, have a Minig to fast. But we all know that Chasanim, although they fast on the day of the Chuppah, do not fast on Rosh Chodesh. They also do not fast on the whole of Nissan. But on Rosh Chodesh Nissan they do. That's brought in the Ramah, the Mishmura. That's a, because the Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a very special day for Tanis. The Gaon says that this particular minig and fasting not fasting on Rosh Chodesh and not fasting in Nissan, but you do fast on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, is actually merumas in a pasuk. The Gaon has a shita, had a shita that every single minig, every single drabonon is all in the Torah somewhere. And he writes, there's a pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashanah. And he says, you can read the pasuk like this. Nisan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this whole month of Nisan has got a din of Rosh Chodeshim, a din of Rosh Chodesh. Although it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's Nisan, but it's got a din of Rosh Chodesh. But Rishon, the first day of this month, Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashanah, that's like a normal day of the year. As the Gaon says, it's a remez to the way this halacha is constructed about Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But there's much, much more to talk about than just the Yom HaChuppah and the Kama Samishkan. There is also a Gemara in Menachos. I think it was just today. Who's doing that? Do that for Yemi? Sorry?
Several behind.
That's how most people do it. And there's throwing off from Megillas Tanis. The Gemara discusses two other sets of Yom HaTovim, which happened at the beginning of Nissan. They were both to do with debates which the Chachamim had with the Tzedokim, with the Sadducees. The Gemara actually calls them Baitusim. Tzadik and Baitus are both Tamidim of Shemuel Tzadik. And there are two debates. One is a famous one about Sfiras Omer. They said it was on a Sunday because it has Shezim Rochas HaShabbos. The Chum, of course, said it means first day Pesach. Therefore. And they won that one. And there was a second one. A machlokes here, an interesting one, a machlokes here about whether an individual is allowed to pay for the kabonis of the tzibur. They got a carbon tommy this week, and you get some very wealthy fellow from Toronto, puts up a plaque saying, today's carbon tommy is being given by a family so-and-so, so-and-so, Rinishma so-and-so. Right? And the tzedekim says, of course you can do that. It's very nice if a carbon tzibur is paid for by a yochid, you can. And the chomer said, you can't, it must be paid for by the public purse. And the machlokes centered around the psukim, the first parsha of Tomis, two parshas of Tomis, one in Tetzaveh and one in Parshas Pinchas. The one in Tetzaveh is, it says, as a kevas for echod taaseh v'boika, as a kevas hasheni taaseh. The word taaseh is written in Bloshin Yochid, so the Tzedokim said it's okay for an individual to pay for the Tomis. But the Chamin dash is a different pasuk when it says tishmeru l'agrev libamoyado. The Bloshin Rabbim indicates that the money Chachamim Tomid must be paid for by the Tzibur. Then Machlokes and the Chachamim won the day, and because they won this halacha, they instituted a week of Yom Tovim starting on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's when it happened. Quite amazing how this Machlokes ended up to be a Yom Tov in Klal Yisrael. It wasn't for the fact that Megillas Tanis was bottled. It's another thing that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Yeah, okay, let's go for it. Do any of you remember Diane Kaplan's Zechon Lebracha?
Yeah.
Kasriel Kaplan.
Sure.
He once came out with a very useless Gemara, with a very, very interesting teretz to a well-known kasha. We'll get to this sugya of Shkolin soon, which starts the course of Shkolish Nissan. The kasha he asked was, Rashi writes, and I think he's the only one, that when they counted the Bnei Yisrael, the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, which took place on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rashi says they counted them with a Machatzis HaShekel. It doesn't say so in the Torah. The Torah just says, B'mispar Shemois. According to Mishmar Farshim, they actually, everybody wrote their name on a piece of paper and they counted the pieces of paper. But Rashi says Machatzis HaShekel. And then Rashi says somewhere else that Machzor Shekel was used to pay for the Korbanos in the way they're normally used. So he asked, if you need a Machzor Shekel to pay for the Korbanos, then who paid for the Korbanos of the month of Nisan? Because they weren't counted in the month of Iyar, you've got a whole month missing. In fact, the Kasha is even stronger when you consider that some people hold there was no Machzor Shekel at all collected in the Midbar, except for the first one, which was used to pay for the Adonim. We will come back to that. So actually, what happened to the payment of all the Korbanos during the Midbar when there was no Machzor Shekel? So, Rabbi Kasriel Kaplan suggested maybe we look at these Pesukim, this Machlokes of the Tzedokim and the Chachamim. The Tzedokim says the word Ta'aseh, the singular. The Chachamim said it's Tishmaru. Let's look at which Sedra they are. The first Sedra was in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Tishmaru only came in Parshas Pinchas at the end of the 40 years. So maybe that halacha was only the Schadish on the 40th year, that they had to pay for the public purse. But in the meantime, you could actually pay for Korbanos with the personal donation. So that's another thing on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Next, something that happened on Chof Tes Adar, a day before Rosh Chodesh Nissan today. Anybody know what that is? It's got a date. It's called Prois HaPesach. Prois HaPesach means the halfway of a month before Pesach, which is 15 days before Pesach. And this is today, Chof Tes. This is halacha which doesn't apply today, called Maser Behema. Maser Behema, you give 10%, you can imagine 10% of the livestock of a country. All 10% gets brought up as a korban. And you didn't have to do this. If you have 10 animals together, then you have to do it. But the Chama instituted that Maser Behema is taken 3 times a year. And when you get to those dates, if you haven't taken your Maser Behema, you're not allowed to eat the animals until you do the Maser Behema. So it's a Tekanes Chazal. And those 3 dates, one of them is called Prois HaPesach, which is the day today when all the behemoths are being collected for Yom Tov. That's when you take Maser Behema. That's another day. The one I want to get to, the most important one, of course, is the Shkolim. Shkolim were done today. During Adar, the month of Adar, the Shkolim were collected and they were all put into a big box, big room on Rosh Chodesh Adar. From now on, the mitzvah is to use those Shkolim to pay for the Korbanos. Anything Tzibur, anything brought in the service of the Beis HaMikdash Tzibur had to be paid for by the Korban Tzibur. Now, this threw up quite a big wobbly. Well, the Americans listen, not wobbly, threw up quite a big problem. This is discussed in the Mishnah Shkolim, because we're going now over to the Keteris. One of the things that the Tzibur use is the Keteris. The Keteris had to be paid for by the new Shkolim. Every single day's Korbanos must be paid for by the new Shkolim, not using the old money. The Keteris was made a year's supply in advance. Is there a Siddur here? Keteris was paid a year's supply in advance. Right? As we know, every morning we say, or some people say, it says, we made 368 monim every single day. A monim is the plural of the word moneh. Not mono, like in Shleach Monais, it's a moneh, it's a weight, a hundred weight, sometimes known as a litro. And they made this amount of every, a moneh of Keteris is used every single day. They made a year's supply in advance. And the Brisa says, how much did they make? They made 368 monim, 100 weights of this Keteris. Right? And they split it every day, a monah every single day. That's the basic how they made the Keteris. This caused a problem. Because in an average year, there's only 300, normal lunar year, there's only 354. Which means you make 368 with 365 in the 3 days of the year, plus a three extra in which the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur can scoop his hands into and bring the Keteris to the Kodshi Kodshi, which is 368. But your normal year is 354. This always led to a surplus of Keteris on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. With 11 monim, 365 minus 354, 11 monim surplus, which belonged to the previous year, we couldn't bring it today, because we have to pay for it with the new shkolim. We haven't done so. It was paid for by own shkolim. So they did a whole malarkey, a whole jiggery pokery to get this keteris, these 11 monim, paid for by the new shkolim. We all come across it. We go, oh no, not this one again. It's quite difficult. But they did some jiggery. Basically, they took the money for the workers, they machaled the keteris onto it, they bought it back from them. They got it back, being paid for by new shkolim. We're all familiar with this. My question is, why did we have to make a year's supply in the first place? And end up with this problem. It's very convenient. You make 365 days over a 19-year period. It all turns up right. Why did we just make every single month, make what you need for the month?
Make sure you got it.
Well, you bought all the, you know, it's very complicated to make. I agree, it's very convenient to make a lot in advance. Why make that particular number? Why follow the solar years? There's no mitzvah anywhere to make a year's supply. Right? This is going to be very interesting. This is the only mitzvah in the Torah, Keteris, which is not based, which is based on ratios. The Keteris has to be made in a very, very specific way. You've got to take 11 different summer monim, cut them up, grind them up, mix them together. This has to be made with a very specific ratio. If you get the ratio wrong, it's not Keteris, it's posel. That affects the fact that you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, as a Keteris. Also, the Keteris is very, very important, because if a person makes Keteris for his own personal purpose, own personal use, he's Chayv Koris. But if the ratio is wrong, it's Mutter. So we have to know that ratio. It's the only mitzvah of the Torah which is not based how much. Matzah, you eat a kazayas of matzah on Pesach night. But Keteris depends on a ratio of some one put together. That ratio has to be able to be communicated from Hashem to Moshe. And then from Moshe to the Bnei Yisrael. And every member of Sanhedrin had to have those numbers. It's a ratio. How do you communicate a ratio? It's obviously that ratios are very complicated. People hate ratios in mathematics in school. But ratios have to be communicated, have to be written down in numbers. We know those ratios. They're in the Siddur. Let's have a look at it. Says the Brisa, there are 11 herbs, 11 simonim for the Keteris. Tzri, Tzipor, Nechalbana, Levoina, Moir, Ktsia, Shvoilas, Neid, Nered, Karakaim, Koisht, Kilufa, and Kinomoin. That's, of course, cinnamon. Not my name, right. So, let's have a look again. The ratios. Hatzri, Hatzipor, Nechalbana, and Levoina, Mishka, Shivim Mone. When they made Keteris, they took 70 Mone of Tzri, 70 mana of Tzipporin, 70 mana of Chelbana, 70 mana of Lavona, put it in the pot. They then went to the next four. Moir, Ktsia, Shabodas Nered, and Karakom. How many did they take of that one? They didn't take 70, they took 16. Mishkal Shisha Osa, Shisha Osa Mana. So now we've got 8 ingredients, 70, 70, 70, 70. 16, 16, 16, 16. Then we have something called Shkoisht, 12. Kilufa Shloisha, Vikinomoin Tisha, 12, 3, and 9. Now, if you add up those numbers, 70, 70, 70, 70, 16, 16, 16, 16, 12, 3, and 9, guess what numbers you come to? You get to 368. This is the ratio, which means you can't make Keteris using whole numbers with anything less than that number.
So it's nothing to do with the number of days of the year.
It's obviously all to do with it. Hashem made the world in such a way, you're right. This is an amazing shiluv of botany, because these numbers put together with these ratios, end up with a fragrance, with a smell, which is so powerful, so beautiful. So the botanical world has been made by Kodesh Baruch Hu with these particular ingredients. If they're made up with this particular ratio, you actually end up with the exact number you need of 365 plus 3 to get you through to the 19-year cycle of the calendar. This is one of the incredible ways Hashem Baruch Hu made the world, where he mixes all the mitzvahs and the botany and the calendar to get it all right. Hence, if you want to make the exact Keteris, of course you could make maybe half. Generally speaking, they couldn't do fractions in those days. The Gemara says when Moshe, the Mishnah, the Rashi says in Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to, took two bowls of blood in Parshas Mishpatim, Chatzi Adon, Bo Malach V'chilke, Rashi writes. They didn't have ways of making fractions. He certainly couldn't make a month's supply. Which means you've got to take the whole, you've got to make all those ratios divided by 368 and times by 30 or 29. It was impossible to do. They had no decimalization to do that. So the way you could only make Keteris is to use the number 368. You had to make that number of Keteris, which is, happens to be 365 plus 3. Isn't that amazing? I find this one of the most amazing things about the Bria's Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge of it. Talking about the Keteris in this way, there is a Shittim Mekubetzes in Krisis on the Daf of the Gemara dealing with the Keteris, an incredible remez to this Keteris. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says Shalachayich Paradeis Rimoinim, and Shittim Mekubetzes on the Gemara says that on the, it's printed on the Daf, Shalachayich is Gematria 368, which is the a reference to the Keteris and the nice smell of the Pasuk is talking about the Shir HaShirim, the Keshbeth and his wife Klal Yisrael, and the beautiful Niridi Nosan Recha, the beautiful smells. And it says Shlachayich. After the word Shlachayich is the word Paradise, which is Peirish Dalat Samach. Peirish is 280. The first four Keteris in here are Tzurini Tziporin, Shivim, Shivim, Mane, four times two, four lots of 70, which is 280. The next lot are four lots of 16, which is Dalat Samach, which is 64. The word paradise is the main ingredient of the Keteris, was Shlachayich paradise, as Tisha Tunka Betas write that. Is it, can we come to the end?
No?
Another minute, okay.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. I've got so much to say, but I'll just say a quick gematria, then we'll stop here on the Keteris. This is Rosh Hashanah, an amazing gematria. They took a money of Keteris, of this ingredients every day, filled up a bowl of mana. They did it pras b'shacharis or pras b'arbaim. Did half in the morning, half in the evening, every morning. So we know the Gemara. We know how much. We know the ratios. We know how much Keteris to make. What we don't know from the pasuk is that it's half. It's sorry. That you take a mana every day. It doesn't say that. There's no reference in the Torah to taking mana l'chol yom. The only pasuk we have is the one we say every morning, Vayom Hashem El Moshe, in Kisiso, Kach Lacha Samim, not of a Shchedes V'Chelbono, Samim, Ulvayno Zaka. Take that whole pasuk, from Vayom Hashem El Moshe, Kach Lacha Samim, not of a Shchedes V'Chelbono, Samim, Ulvayno Zaka, Ulvayno spelt without a Vav, because as it's written, it's exactly Gematria, Mone L'Chol Yoyim, Pras b'shacharis of fras bein arba'im. Exactly. There's a pera, our chazal word the halachas and the brises in such a way it's exact gematria of the posuk. Hashem should give us the binyan.
Which word?
Hashem, El Moshe.
Which word are you?
The whole posuk. Let's start again. Vayom Hashem El Moshe. Kach lecha samin. Not of Ishchedes, Vechelbon, Samim, Ulvoina, Zaka. Till the word Zaka is exactly Gematria, Mona, Nechol Yoim, Pras, Beshachris, Ufras, Bein, Arbaim.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Have a wonderful Yom Tov, everybody. Nice to be here.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach, very nice.